Hey, everybody. Last week, we went through really the non-negotiables behind the scenes, what you're always going to have to invest in if you want your business to continually grow. If that's your goal, there are going to be three non-negotiables you're always going to invest in: that accounting, bookkeeping, the financial aspect, the business foundation, as we call it, and marketing. Outside of your active projects and the work you're doing with clients, you are always putting both money and time into those three areas. So today, we're going to break down that business foundation for you and really go into the weeds of what that looks like. If you said to us today, starting today, I want to build my business foundation, here's what that would look like. Caveat: it is not a perfect world where everyone can go from step A to step Z in perfect order, because there's going to be problems you need to solve or things that you're facing that feel like a higher priority right now. Certainly, we can go out of order, or we can put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole for now and come back to that when there's time. So we're doing the perfect world strategy today. And just know that if you're thinking like, well, yes, we can personalize.
Yes, always can personalize. It really depends on where you're at. And sometimes, like Evelyn said, I would call it a Band-Aid strategy. It's a quick fix that doesn't solve all the issues, but gives some level of control to buy us time to do the necessary work to then enhance it down the line. But what we're going to talk through is, as if you are not quite ready to delegate in this perfect world, you see the horizon coming.
Yeah. Let's go back to perfect world now. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Here we are. It's a sunny day.
Maybe I'll catch someone earlier on and help people from not going down the slightly longer path. Not the wrong path, just the slightly longer path. But perfect world, we are filling up our business. We are seeing the horizon like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start to need to delegate.
I can't be self-employed anymore. I have got to build a business around me.
Well, usually you don't think that way. Usually you're just like, I need help.
Right. This is perfect world, Shayna.
Yeah, I'm sorry, perfect world. But let's go back to reality for a hot second.
Oh, man. All right.
You just think getting someone is going to solve the problem. Wrong. Sorry. All right. We can go back to the perfect world now.
Okay. La, la, la.
La, 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 la.
All right. The very first thing, let's be honest, as we always say, the nucleus, what it all stems from, baby.
Oh, God. Is anyone sick of me hearing this? The pricing model? Anyone sick of it?
Yeah. If you can say it to yourself right now before we say it, kudos, but it's the pricing model.
Snaps for you if you said it before me. No, the nucleus, the center of this thing, the heart. I mean, whatever you want to call this thing.
Yeah. Put an imagery on it that makes it highly, highly, highly important in your own mind.
Highly important. Come challenge me if you disagree. I feel as if I've been on calls where I've been challenged and then shortly later, you're back on my schedule like, ah, she was right.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
This is with all the love and all the protection for you.
And also, absolutely no hate to what you have been doing. If it got you here to this point of growth where you know you now need to build, that was success. It worked for a chapter.
I'm so happy you said that. Listen, all the decisions you made that made you successful were correct. Flat fees, correct. Massive learning curves. You got to set up vendors. You got to get your network going. There are so many things. And also, I'll go back to saying that your brain is the smartest piece of technology you never have to pay for. So in building the business, you're trying to be as efficient as possible to squeeze whatever flat fee or square footage or whatever you're selling to make the most.
Mm-hmm. You're saying yes to the business, baby. Good for you.
Yes, you're doing all the right things
up to this point.
You're like back in the perfect world. You meet me in the perfect world and you're like, Shayna Rose, what are my next steps? I think I need a human. And I'm going to be like, no, you don't, because your pricing model has not set you up to protect you to make money off of this individual we're going to bring into the business.
Yep. If you need even more of the why, go back to the episode literally called Pricing Model.
Yeah.
And listen to the why. And now we'll give you the actual, like, here's the nitty gritty of what it looks like to do this.
Yeah. Do you know what that humid would profit you? That was a question, actually, that Ricky, my accountant, said to me very early days when I first started hiring someone and I was trying to figure out what to pay people or whatever. He's like, well, what do they bring into the company?
I don't know. What?
My pricing model was a flat fee. It was a disaster. Not a clue. Overselling, over executing, all the things we do to people, please, to just get and lift this LLC or S Corp or however you have it set off the ground. So Ready to Delegate, in the perfect world, you meet me. I'm like, we're going to work on the pricing model to give you a tool that not only allows you to give you flexibility and be able to negotiate with your clients so that you're not over executing, you're on the same page. And also that same tool is going to allow us to control the project once we close it. So first step, we work on the pricing model.
Yep. And we also have an episode called How to Build a Pricing Tool that gives you tons of this information as well. So I would say pricing models is the why, how to build a pricing tool is the how. And this pricing tool and what continues to go down this business foundation that we're going to talk about is not just the pricing of the job, the getting the contract signed. This is going to lead to your retainer management throughout the project, the way that you're managing your tasks. So we're going to, I think, move on from pricing model because there is so much information you can already go grab from this podcast, and let's keep going. So now, Shay, we've got the pricing model and the pricing tool.
Yeah. And it takes a natural progression. So we fix that pricing model, which ultimately outlines the process of your job and prices it. Naturally, now we need to close it. So we start working on your contracts. That's going to affect your contract, how you're collecting money, all the things. So then we workshop the contract. As we're workshopping the contract, we have to talk about retainer management. What I mean by retainer management or money management, let's change it to money management. However you've sold the deal, we've got to manage the deal and manage the money. So then we start talking through, okay, what systems do you need to implement for your client? There's three levels of client reporting. Very simply, you could do some type of weekly or biweekly update system, or you could simplify it and just reach out to the client at specific project points or completion points in the phases or as needed. Less are important for the client. What's most important in this money management, design fee management, however you want to call it, is your internal reporting. So we're talking about creating a reporting system that allows you to see and understand, are you on track for the project based off of what you estimated? Are you over? And if you're over, why? Is it you? Are you being a perfectionist in the detailed design phase and you got to get a grip and get over it? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, people.
You got to present that thing some point.
We're not a nonprofit, people. Just present it and let the client drive the revisions. Or the other main buckets, is the contractor wasting time? Is the client over communicating or spending too much time in meetings? Is it any of the trade involvements? Is it the unreasonable quantity of revisions? Having a system that allows you to understand that data, allows you to manage the client expectations, allows you to give client choice before you take the choice away. And that is where the emotional crazy comes from at the end of this. Because if you go to them at the end, after they've spent all the money, they just spent a ton in design fees, maybe more than they were possibly comfortable with if it was their first experience, just dropped a ton of money on furnishings or renovations, nothing that instantly gratifies them, that they can see it on an install, and they will crash out on you, as I would say, if you go and ask them for more money and they have no clue why, it hasn't made sense, you're excusing yourself for something that happened and they didn't have choice from way long ago. So super, super important, the internal systems you need to control things so that you can manage that client expectation. So that is retainer management. Typically, when we work through that, I highly recommend you notate a system of procedure and process for that. Because when we get to this point, now you start realizing that building the foundation of your business requires more systems and processes that you were once doing, and also you have absolutely no time for. So we want to build a process that you can layer in that assistance, because that's the money. It matters. Ensuring those time logs are getting collected, even if someone else is collecting it for you, or using your pricing tool, your project estimator tool that you have to collect your time logs, just making sure that you're staying inside the boundaries and not overshooting your time. But pricing, contracts, money management, internal and external reporting systems to manage the client expectation, but also internal reporting systems to keep you in control so that you can give that to the client. Next step after that is getting a foundation for all the task management.
Because also in that pricing model, contracts, retainer management, oftentimes too, I would say many designers are going to need some shift and evolution in the way they're closing their jobs, reworking that closing call. We've talked about it a ton, so we don't need to go in it. But in thinking through this in your brain and in what you're going to have to think and put energy towards, there's often some reworking of the way you're closing, the way you're presenting your process and your services to clients. So be ready for that workshop too.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I hold off on that and focus on the task management. And sometimes we might go to sales. Because ultimately, it depends on an individual. If you're really strong in sales and closing jobs is not a problem, and you feel very comfortable inside of what we've been working on, or you're like, you know what, Shana, just come on and close this job with me. I'm like, heck yeah, let's do it. Love it. I actually prefer it. I usually tell people, like, not forever, just at least the first one that feels a little bit maybe new and foreign. Like, come on, let's go close it.
Watch and learn, people. Watch and learn.
Not my clothes, but it feels just as good, you know, when you close it. So that might be the focus if it's a weak point for you or a weaker point where operations is your strong point. But 9 times out of 10, I find once we give you the tools to price and control a project and be profitable, the next hardship we have is, how do I delegate? How do I control this thing? I got 12 projects. How do I ensure that I'm giving all the projects that I need? And the next part of this is now layering more time into recurring systems in the business, which is a recurring operations routine that schedules your projects out and also manages your tasks and delegates. So this can start very simple. And I want to explain this because if you're in this point now and you're like, Shana, oh my God, this is what I need right now. I'm going to tell you how you can implement it and then how we use the pricing tool to enhance it down the line. So very simply, what we're looking to enhance is your project kickoff. Client signs the contract. They also submit their first initial payment and we've got to set up the project. What we need to add to the setup of that project is roughly scheduling the project. And you could do that for the full project so that you can see your pipeline by estimating a full project. You could see the full, however long, if you're doing new builds, you might be able to see 18 months out of what's projected for your operations. Or you can schedule out by phase if you want a little bit more flexibility. But it is the pricing tool that should show you roughly, here's how much time my concept phase should take. You should have an understanding. Furnishing concepts for me maybe are about 2 weeks. Renovation concepts for me are maybe about 4 weeks. New builds with a lot of custom stuff could be 6 to 8 weeks. So you have to estimate that in your head, but those are the two variables you have. You then create project calendar on your layers onto your calendar, which project kicks off. You look at the Smiths. Conceptual phase is estimated to take between 30 to 40 hours. You go ahead and go schedule the minimum hours because your team, you know, you want to leave your contingency. So I'm saying week one out of 30 hours, we should do about 10 billables. Week two, conceptual, Smith, 10 billables. Week three, conceptual, Smith, 10 billables. I have that set up. Now what I can do as an operator of my business that you have to create an operations role. It has to be you first. Then you can show up on a Monday. You can look at your calendar and say, here are all of my projects, the phases they should be in. Here's how much billable work I need scheduled. Ooh, dreamy. Go do it now. Reverse engineer your projects. Next step from that is if you have a detailed pricing tool, you're able to just schedule off that thing.
10 hours will go to lines 1 through 11.
Oh, 10 hours. Update my statuses.
Remember, we're in perfect world, people.
We're in perfect world. Now, there's a Band-Aid strategy this. If you're like, oh my gosh, I need all of this, we can talk about the Band-Aid strategy on a separate call. It's not perfect, but it'll give you a shortcut to dump a simplified to-do list and still get you into this routine.
And I can already feel, too, those designers that are like, but it's not as simple as that. Sometimes this happens or something. But this is the point. You are right. Things can always go off the rails. Things can always go a different direction. You could customize for every client and do things in a different order every time till you're blue in the face. But that's not going to grow your business sustainably. So this is about putting the boundaries on you yourself too and around your team. This is what this should look like. It should be predictable. And you can always make an intentional decision to make a choice differently. But when you have these tools in place, it actually helps you play by your own rules, which is going to help you grow.
Yeah. Also helps you delegate. Once you make your assignments, and what I want to respond to that is if you are that person who's like, there's no way I can plan all of it, that's what contingency is for. Know your optimization for how much work you can actually execute in a week and shave it down by 20% and leave yourself space throughout the week for to happen. There you go. So there's definitely ways to manipulate. Even when you take a shortcut band-aid and it's a simplified to-do list, it matters. It helps. It gives you control. It lets you delegate. Then once you make assignments, what it lets you do is create clean to-do lists for every person or people on your team and order that in list of priority, because every overachieving employee will not think correctly on what the right working order is. Here's how the day looks like for an employee typically. Oh, I'm feeling I need something a little brainless. Let me do this. Oh, I'm feeling really creative. This feels fun. I want to work on that now. Ugh, don't want to do this. I'll do it after lunch. It's driven by their emotions and their feelings. If you just give them carte blanche, that's on you. And as Evelyn would say to me, there cannot be three priorities at a time.
Per person, you've only got one number one on their list because they can only work in order.
Literally. Oh, I won't forget the day. She's like, so which one is the priority? I'm like, all of them. What do you mean? Stop asking me that.
Sorry. And priorities too, I want to remind you, you get to decide what that looks like. You get to decide, well, this is the design I want to work on this evening when I have my creative time. So this is what I'm going to ask them for first. Or it can be, I know this client is the one that tends to be the one that reaches out before, like, so I'm going to always put them first on the list because I just want to get them done and off my plate and out of my inbox. You get to set your priorities. But if you're not working in this system where the list is being generated for everything that needs to be created, which gives you the option to create the list per individual and for yourself, you're trying to do this priority setting, to-do list creation from the chaos that is the human brain. Come on.
You are swimming. If you cannot shut down your brain, that's why.
That's why.
You're swimming in it because you're panicking. What did I forget? What did I forget? What did I forget? And that's got to stop
today.
Now, one thing I do want to say is if you are someone like me, though, who's like, but there's multiple priorities going on, then you still have to create a list form. You can jump around. You might fractionalize. I might say get 20% of this thing I want done and get it to this point and then move on to the next priority and the next priority and then return back and finish it.
You'll get better and better at this.
There's ways to actually see the same thing on your list multiple times, just smaller pieces of it getting done so you can manage that. But what we're looking to simply have is here's a list of working order. Here's roughly how much time you know that thing should take, so that you also can help your own expectations if you feel like someone is not delivering in the timeline that you're needing. Sometimes, and a lot of times, I really have to say a lot of times it's not the individual. It's that that individual has such a long to-do list that they may not be ordering in the right priority, but they are phenomenal. And as you start to grow, you might start drowning someone, and that's the outcome that you might feel. And some people feel that by putting their hand up and saying that I'm drowning is like the psychology of this is an assumption. So let me preface that. But I am assuming that as an employee, you're not wanting to put your hand up and say that because it feels like to the owner, like I can't handle it or I can't handle my job. And so I'm good. And the right leader, and I know certain people on our team, that the second an email response goes from 24 hours to 48 hours, I've drowned them into dues. And I know it's me. And then we have a meeting. I'm way better at this now. And I'm like, what can we pull off? Because I'm not going to just wait and wait and wait and then feel disappointment or be like, why didn't that happen? Or whatever the outcomes are, I'm not reacting at all. It's I know that this person is a phenomenal executor and they are only not executing on time because they have too much responsibility off their plate because of business growth. Yay.
Yay. Great problem to have.
Yeah, but your employee might not be able to approach you. So you have to be the right leader that can also identify that.
And the last thing I want to say about this, and then we really do have to move on, but super important is task management. The other thing too is that without this pricing tool that was the first start of all of this, another reason that could lead to your team not being as quote unquote successful as you want them to be is you haven't given them boundaries around how long they should spend on something. Oh, it's taking them forever. That's not their fault. They want to do their best work. They're not the business owner that cares about the profitability and understands how it was priced. And they are out there searching for the most beautiful couch they can find.
The overachiever. The best employee.
Mm-hmm. And so your pricing tool is also building into this to-do list a pretty clear system of time. This 10 hours that we're spending on this project this week, not only what are all the things that need to happen within it, but how is that time allocated? All of that's being done for you in step one when you work on the pricing tool, and it trickles through the success of your task management and your delegation. So hopefully we laid this on thick enough that you recognize this is the foundation.
Yeah. And what it then layers into next is your projections. That's where you start to see the future. Your P&L with your accountant, it shows you the picture of right now. Nothing is showing you what is to come or what is estimated to come. And that's where the collisions happen because there are periods of calmness or stillness in projects. After the, now in new builds, it might happen after the concept. There's kind of like the waiting period for this thing to build. For furnishings, you got a big waiting period depending on the level of furnishing that you're purchasing to install point. And the two heaviest periods of time that can really peak the company is when you're ordering products and when you're having to be on site for installs. And when those two collide and it's just you or a very small team and you don't see it coming, oof. And then what happens is you pull yourself out from working on the business. You're totally buried inside the business. And if you're someone who goes through really strong peaks and valleys in the business, you are the reason why. You're pulling yourself out of the marketing machine. You're getting way too busy. You don't even see it coming. You don't know how to layer in that support and make money off of adding people to your team to support you in a very controlled way. And that's the problem.
I can feel so many people going, oh, that's it right there. We found it. Hey.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a win. We found it.
It doesn't matter as long as you have that moment where you're like, I know what I need to do. Doesn't matter. Again, 1,000 failures to get to the dream. Knock it off the list. Don't dwell. Freaking move on. There's going to be hundreds of more to come depending on what type of learner you are. Because I tell people to all the time, sometimes you have a really hard time absorbing what I'm saying. And that's okay because I was that creature too.
Just come back and listen again.
Well, that's what I say. Seed it, pocket it, put it in the back of your brain. And if you disagree with something, then listen to the podcast over and over that episode so that you know the trigger point well enough that when the time comes, you will feel like you know what to do ultimately. Okay, so now we've controlled all the key elements of the business. And now I would be shifting over back to sales process.
Yes.
So now that we've done all these
key elements, i.e. non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable elementes. no. All right. So we're pouring in foundation. It's really heavy in the beginning, but these things that we develop, that's it.
And they pay you back over and over, not just in dollars in the bank, in sanity, in clarity, in feeling like a successful business owner and leader. Like, this pays you back, we promise you, people.
In valuation at the end of the game, if you're going to sell this bad boy, just saying, we need all these necessary tools that if you're giving this business up or someone's coming in to absorb, here's how you price the job. Here's the contract that you need. Here's the internal reporting system. And when that project kicks off, here's how you schedule it, control the schedule, add it to the projections spreadsheet and go set it up in the task management systems that we have so that the operations officer can manage these internal systems, which is you to start out with, consistently. The key piece to everything throughout this that you cannot avoid, here is the golden nugget. In addition to the pricing model where you can control your profitability.
You already know what she's going to say. Come on, say it first. We want you to.
Say it out loud and say it proud. System of procedure has to happen. All right. Literally, it's the thing you don't want to do. You don't need it at the time that you're documenting it. But I promise you, it is the separator. Someone asked me recently, why does that design business have a staff of 20 and why can I barely have one? System of procedures.
System of procedures.
She was billing in the right pricing in a controlled and profitable way. She was missing the partner to it, which is the documented processes that takes on average 125 hours to dump down, which is anywhere between 85 and 100 pages long. That is the step-by-step guide for your team to know where they plug into the machine, where the templates are, the questionnaires, templated email responses, all the possibilities that can come out through the process. You can imagine how much work that is. You're going to dump the process and then you're going to forever be enhancing that thing.
Forever.
Forever. Evelyn's over it.
I'm like in the sandlot. Forever.
Forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
Seriously, a ton of time in the beginning to dump what you know and then a recurring minimum baseline every single week, enhancing, updating, training, reviewing,
solving the new problem that you never could have foreseen when you wrote it the first time.
You're never going to be able to keep up with that list. Let's just be honest. That list is something that in conversation with your team, when you have one, you're like, hey, we need to make sure that that gets updated to the protocol. And your team should have a list because they cannot keep up. Or you're going through and adding your comments and then have some type of routine that maybe there's a once monthly team meeting where you dump the new enhanced protocols.
Another thing we promise you will pay you back the next time you have a maternity leave, the next time you have someone take a new opportunity because it's going to happen, or even better, the next time you just simply need someone new because you're growing and succeeding. This pays you back. You will spend so much less time, so much less mental energy, so much less tears on these people because your business is built around process, not people.
100%. This is how you scale. This is how you get to that team. If you want that team of even just four or three, does not matter. One, even in one.
Right. Whatever your dream is, it's not about becoming a firm of 20. It doesn't have to be about that. You still need this.
Even one, even if you got a nice 2-week notice and 2 weeks, and you were able to get someone on day one to spend the next 2 weeks with them. Score, you did it.
It'll take 2 weeks to train them on the system of procedures that's written.
You're trusting, likely because you don't have the time, another human to give this other human everything that you've poured your time and your soul and your energy and the thing that you felt like only would take 5 minutes that you should do yourself, but it took 30 minutes to an hour to just get someone else to do it. You are doing it again, or you're going to be disappointed at some point because the person training the other human didn't hit all the marks. And that's if you're lucky.
We don't want this for you.
Odds are 2 weeks notice, you're lucky if you have someone to replace in 2 weeks if you're doing it on your own and you don't have a company that's consistently hiring so that they can place someone immediately with you. It's a massive problem. It doesn't become small. It becomes catastrophic because now you don't even have a human to be your trainer at all to support you. You are starting back from ground zero. And that's the hamster wheel, people. If you're listening on the call and you don't have those protocols and you feel like you're on the freaking hamster wheel, you are under fire every day. You're executing presentations today for tomorrow or today for today. It's process. It's system of procedure. That's what it is.
It's a process. Yep. So guys, 30 minutes in, that's like phase one of what we call the business foundation. These are the key elements. We're going to stop. We're going to let you percolate. We're going to come back with phase two because there's a lot you guys have to marinate on. Let it simmer. But yeah, this is a huge, huge, very important part of the business foundation. But guess what? There's more. So don't worry. We'll be back. But I really, really hope that this not only, of course, gave you some education on how and why we do these individual pieces, but just as a reminder, the real takeaway is that your projects are only half of what you are working on. You being the principal designer of your company is only half of your role. You are the owner of your business. You are the visionary of your company. And there's so much work, 50%. I really want to challenge you to put 50% of your time and energy back into your business. And if you're like, where do I put it? We just talked to VTU for 30 minutes about that. So that's what this is all about. That's the value of this whole conversation. And there's more to come, as always.
Shocker.
We've got more people. We're not going to shut up anytime soon.
As we wrap up today's episode, let's get real about what building your business foundation actually requires. The pricing model? Non-negotiable. The contract? Non-negotiable. Internal reporting systems? Non-negotiable. Task management and delegation frameworks, you got it, non-negotiable. And that system of procedures that you keep putting off because it feels like a waste of time, also non-negotiable. If you want to stop being self-employed and start building a business that can actually scale, you need to put in the work now. Not later, not when things calm down, not when you have more time, because spoiler alert, you will never have more time unless you build these foundations first.
And here's the hard truth. If you think you can skip these steps and just hire someone to fix your chaos, you are wrong. You cannot delegate what you haven't documented. You cannot scale what you haven't systematized. And you absolutely cannot expect an employee to succeed when you haven't given them clear processes, time boundaries, or a prioritized list of tasks. Your team is only as strong as the foundation you've built for them. So if you're drowning right now, if you're on that hamster wheel where you're constantly under fire, executing presentations for today or tomorrow, the problem is not that you need another person. The problem is that you don't have the systems in place to support the people you already have and the growth you're trying to achieve.
So here's your challenge for this episode. Pick one foundational element we talked about today and commit to starting it this week. Maybe that's finally building out your pricing tool so you can actually estimate projects with operational hours instead of just guessing. Maybe that's documenting your first system of procedure, even if it's just one process, like how you onboard a new client or how you set up a project in your task manager. Maybe it's setting up that internal reporting system so you can finally see if you're on track or bleeding hours on your projects. Whatever it is, just start. Because you didn't build your business overnight, and you're not going to perfect your foundation overnight either. But if you start today with one intentional step, you will see progress.
And if you're at that point where you know you need to build this foundation, but you have no idea where to start, or you've tried to DIY it and ended up more confused than when you started, it's time to get strategic support. Stop trying to figure this out alone when we've already built the roadmap for you. We specialize in helping designers at every stage, whether you're still solo and needing to set up your systems before you hire, or you've already got a small team and you're realizing your foundation is crumbling under the weight of growth. We will customize a plan that fits your business, your communication style, and where you are right now.
So when you're ready to stop winging it and start building a business that actually works for you instead of you constantly working for it, schedule a free call with us at fourdesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. You are literally one phone call away from clarity, from systems that support your growth, and from finally feeling like a confident business owner instead of a stressed out, self-employed designer who's doing everything yourself. So take action now, and let's get your business foundation locked in for 2026 and beyond.
If you loved today's episode, please help us reach more designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and get notified. And remember to send us your anonymous voicemail anytime at fourdesignerbusiness.com. We want to hear your questions about pricing models, delegation, task management, system of procedures, or any burning question you have about building your business foundation. We run your questions through a voice changer to protect your anonymity, and we'll give you real coaching that just might be featured on a future episode.
Remember, your business foundation is not optional. It's not something you do when you have extra time or when things slow down. It is the work that makes everything else possible. It's the difference between being a solo designer who's constantly overwhelmed and being a business owner who's built a scalable, profitable company around you. So stop waiting for the perfect moment, stop thinking you'll get to it later, and please stop convincing yourself that you can skip these steps because you're different. You're not. You need the same foundation everyone else needs. The only difference is whether you're going to build it now or wait until you crumble under the pressure of growth.
So take action today. Pick that one foundational element, document that one process, build that one system. And if you need support, we are here to help you create a business foundation that doesn't just hold you up, it launches you forward. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, babes.